CO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Firefighters Union in Fall River, Massachusetts, says the city has underfunded the department, hampering the response to last night's fire at an assisted living facility. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Union officials say the closing of fire stations and cutbacks on staff in the city have been a problem for decades.
At least 9 elderly people died in the Oval Office today. President Trump expressed frustration with Russian President Vladimir Putin over their negotiations for a ceasefire in Ukraine. CBS's Jeff McCausland.
It's finally come around to the fact that Vladimir Putin is not interested in negotiating any kind of a ceasefire or an end to this war.
The EU says it will delay its plans to impose tariffs on goods imported from the U.S. as it tries to reach an agreement with President Trump. In Brussels, the New York Times' Gina Smilek.
Things that you buy all the time, be it clothing, be it wines, be it prosciutto, would potentially be going up in price.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Cuts to Medicaid were part of the federal budget bill recently signed into law by President Donald Trump. One Wisconsin senator is asking hospital staff how they'll be affected. Lisa Hale has more.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin toured the Emergency Services Department of Amplify Bell & Health's Green Bay Hospital Saturday. She was there to gauge the impact that cuts to Medicaid will have. ER physician Dr. Bradley Burmeister told her the cuts will be felt at the care level.
We're going to see less people on Medicaid, and we're going to have skimming off the top for profit that really sort of puts the squeeze on us to make sure we can continue viability we can continue to deliver the care that we need.
Senator Baldwin said when talking about the budget bill that it's about more than just numbers. It's about the people.
And let me be very clear, this measure that was passed last week will hurt our state. This bill will hurt the over 200